Hi, this is Elliot Haspel, and welcome to another edition of Best Practices Weekly. Today we're going to be talking about analyzing students' math thinking, and this comes from an article in Mathematics, Teacher Education, and Development. And two professors from San Diego State University and the University of Wisconsin at Eau Claire talk about ways teachers can boost their skill in this area. And in this study, the authors worked with a set of new middle school math teachers, though this can apply to elementary school math teachers as well, and engaged them in professional development. And these were new teachers, and the professional development was fairly straightforward. It involved modeling from university mathematics teacher educators, teachers reflecting on their experiences as students in class as a way of thinking about the way their own students make meaning, discussing the particulars of students' learning in the grade and content area, and site-based support for attempting new instructional strategies. What was interesting was that over time, through interviews, the researchers found that teachers evolved their practice in the following ways to become more effective. First was their view of the teacher's role in learning. Initially, many teachers had trouble anticipating possible student responses. They either only stated what a student might generally have difficulty with, for example, with fractions, or by focusing on what a teacher should do, so instead of what the student is going to be learning. And so, what I mean by this is that instead of thinking about how a student might perceive a problem, they think about how a teacher might help the student solve the problem. And with development and practice, though, by the second interview, all teachers were able to articulate possible student responses, and their responses were from the perspective of the students instead of the teacher. So, when thinking about a problem about figuring out the distance around a track, instead of thinking about what the teacher should do to help the students learn, they think about, oh, well, the students might think this, or the students might want to try this because of previous knowledge. Next, their perception of what it means for students to understand mathematics evolved. At the beginning, teachers valued formal answers, for example, an algebraic equation, and they didn't feel like students needed to provide additional justification of their answer if they had solved it formally. Later on, though, teachers began to learn to generate series of questions that would ask students to better probe their true understanding of the math. Moreover, teachers were able to speak to how students had solved problems and what was underlying the students' strategies and thought processes. So instead of just saying, oh, this student got it right, they could say, oh, I see what this student did here. I see why they got it right, what they were understanding and what connection they were making in order to get to the right answer. And thirdly, teachers learned how to differentiate and choose instructional strategies better. Initially, teachers had a limited set of strategies to use when following up with students, regardless of the students' answers. Mainly, they were focusing on one-on-one dialogue. But by the second interview, teachers were able to propose more varied strategies, such as pairing up students or using groups, and they were able to differentiate using different strategies depending on the student responses. So, while some of this may seem straightforward, the key takeaway here is that the better we understand from a student's perspective what they are taking away from the math, and the better we use their responses and their work to analyze what they truly understand, and then use that as a basis for a teacher's instructional decisions, the better off we and the students are going to be. And so, the researchers conclude that we can figure out ways that are instructional strategies that are appropriate for each student if we're really taking the time and if we're really being thoughtful about the way that we're thinking about student work. Thanks, and happy teaching.